Spirit Catholic Radio presents Holiness Helpers. Join members of the Pro-Sanctity Movement of Omaha in growing in holiness to become saints in the making. Now, Holiness Helpers.
Hello, and welcome to Pro-Sanctity's Holiness Helpers. This Holiness Helpers radio program is offered as a part of the Pro-Sanctity Movement. The Pro-Sanctity Movement is an international movement in the Church dedicated to spreading the universal call to holiness. The Pro-Sanctity Movement was founded in Italy in 1947 by Bishop Jacquinta and is comprised of lay people, consecrated people, and priests. The apostolate includes retreats, summer camps for girls, college and young adult ministry, parish work, secular jobs, and spiritual direction, and family formation. The work of the Pro-Sanctity Movement is led by the Apostolic Oblates belonging to the Secular Institute of the Apostolic Oblates Consecrated to the Redemptive Love. A secular institute is a form of consecrated life in the Catholic Church. Members are in the world, but not of the world. Secular institutes are called to be like leaven, hidden, transforming the world from within. For more information, please go to our website at www.prosanctity.org. Now we'd like to begin this program with a prayer.
O Holy Spirit, Paraclete, perfect in us the work begun by Jesus. Enable us to pray fervently in the name of the whole world. Hasten in every one of us the growth of a deep interior life. Give vigor to our apostolate so that it may reach all peoples, all men and women redeemed by the blood of Christ, and all belonging to Him. Mortify in us our national presumption and make us humble, pious, and courageous. Let no earthly bond prevent us from honoring our vocation. No cowardly considerations disturb the claims of justice. No meanness confine the immensity of charity with the narrow bound of petty selfishness. Let everything in us be on a grand scale, the search of truth and the devotion to it, and readiness for self-sacrifice, even to the cross and death. And may everything finally be according to your will. O Holy Spirit of love, whom the Father and the Son desired to be poured out over the Church and its institutions, over each and every human soul, and over all nations. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Michelle. My name is Paula Bastian, and I am your guest moderator for today's show. And I have with me in the studio Michelle Hendrick, who is our special guest for today. Michelle, do you want to just say a couple words about yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Michelle Hendrick, and I am a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Church here in Omaha, and I have two daughters. They are Erica, who's a sophomore in high school, and Lauren, who is a seventh grader at St. Vincent de Paul.
Thanks, Michelle. The topic for today's show is, a saint is someone who is hopeful in all circumstances. When I heard this topic, or when I heard this theme, I thought of Michelle right away. She has a story to tell, and what is so beautiful about Michelle and the way she lives her life is how she knows where she gets that from. The saints in heaven are her very special friends, and she will talk about that today. So, Michelle, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your story?
Brian and I had known each other our whole life, but our paths had not crossed until November of 89, actually. We ran into each other after a football game, started seeing each other as friends, and then a year after he dated me, he asked me to marry him, and we were married for 9 years. And we were each other's best friend. I like to think that. We actually hadn't gotten married till we were 32 and 33, maybe old for some people, but he was the light of my life.
The one you were waiting for.
The one I was waiting for, of course. And anyway, we'd been married 9 years, like I said, and we had two daughters, Erica and Lauren. And then he died tragically in his sleep to a heart attack in September of 2000. And as devastating as it was, we made it through. Brian had a very deep faith in God. And I want to share that although he was not of the Catholic religion, he had such a strong faith. He was a Missouri Synod Lutheran, and he just had such a devotion to our Lord and to the Bible and helped me a lot know more about the Bible as well. And he had actually read the Bible a lot, as I look back, a few months before he had died. And I saw that as a way that God was preparing him. Mm. And our neighbors, our family most of all, was there. They do not live here in Omaha. At that time, they did not, and they still do not. But at that time, I had one brother here in Omaha in residency, and he was there, of course, right away. A neighbor thought to have him come to the hospital with us. But our family's just been wonderful through the years, and my neighbors have been incredible. And everyone at St. Vincent de Paul Church, all the people I knew and didn't even know, suddenly were there for me. Mm. They took care of anything I was involved in as a volunteer. They took it over for that first year after Brian had died. Because I just felt very numb, I guess, is what I felt.
Sure.
Because with the girls being 2 and 5, I really didn't know what to do, what to expect.
Wow. So I've known you probably for the last 6 years. We've been here in town for about 6 years, and I've just known you since I've been here. You've just always had this beautiful smile on your face, and you know, I never did know Brian, but I've known you as just a positive, always optimistic, always helping people when they're in need person, and you've just always been an inspiration to me. So I guess what I'm saying is that I never knew you in that time right after Brian's death, where it was, you know, I don't know if I want to call it a struggle. I'm sure it was a struggle, but that I'm sure it was dark. I'm sure it was very difficult. People were there to help you through it. But what was it that got you through? I mean, if I didn't know your story, Michelle, I would never have known you had gone through this, this tragedy. What is it that picks you up, that always gives you that positive look on life?
It's my faith. I just feel that it's just, I don't know, our Lord. Our Lord is just, he is here. He is here in each of us. And sometimes you have to look hard, I guess, for certain situations, like how could God let this happen? Mm-hmm. But I felt like I was never mad at him. I may have shown anger through the years. Ask my daughters. They could probably tell you that. But I know that he is in everyone. And all the saints, as you read their life stories, it proves it. Our Lord brings me through everything.
Well, yes, our heavenly helpers. Was there a particular saint that may have carried you through that most difficult time shortly after his death?
Saint Therese actually comes to mind, because she had such a simple way of life and was given back to God at such a young age. I like to say that, given back to God versus died at a certain age, because God is ready for us all at different times. And when he says, like someone shared with me, a good friend about 3 weeks after Brian died came to stay with me, and she said, wanted words to say of consolation, and she shared with me that when Jesus comes to your door and says, in my case, is, you know, I've come for Brian, would you, you know, let him go? And you have to say, of course, he's ready.
Right.
And that. So I know she just do little things with great love. And that's what I like to, you know.
You know, when things like this happen in someone's life, it could go either way. And people can lose their faith and be angry, or their faith will get stronger. And in your case, I know your case, your faith has gotten stronger over the years that I've known you. You just amaze me and are such an inspiration for not only myself, but, you know, so many other people. And, you know, and that is the other thing that I just have to share. There's been several tragedies in our parish, in our parish family, and sometimes you just don't know what to say. You don't know what to do to help. And I just always see you there. And it's just your presence. And I think just knowing what you've been through and the walk that you've walked and how you have handled it and how you have called on our heavenly helpers and God and our faith in the sacraments. And I mean, that is very apparent in the way you live your life and the way you raise your children and the way you interact with people. And just you being there for those people, even if you say nothing or you say, let's go get a cup of coffee or whatever it is, it's just a tremendous help. And I see that you have taken the cross that you've had for the last 10 years. And I say, I don't know if that's the right term to use.
No, that's okay.
It's a lot. It mm-hmm. appears to be a lot harder for you because of what happened. But you've taken that and you have turned it into a light for people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can only do that with the help of God.
Yes.
And can you talk a little bit more about how your faith has carried you through this? You know, maybe in particular, any of the things that you have done that have.
Oh yes. Like I said, I just began to read my Bible more. I would pick up things like the Living Faith booklets that we have at our parish, and God's Word Today. I had that for a while. But the main thing lately is the Rosary and going to daily Mass.
Right, your relationship with Mary,
and it's incredible. I share that with my girls too, because she is so powerful. Look at the sorrow she shared. And, mm-hmm. I mean, not shared. Shares with us. I mean, shares so that we can all mm-hmm. know that she did it all. I mean, Christ did it all, of course. But she was chosen to be his mother, and she is our mother too. And she'll walk us through this.
Well, right.
And bring us closer to him. And she does. She has such a,
She walked the walk with her son.
Yes.
You know, and she's showing us how to walk.
Right.
With our crosses that we are given.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the consolations after that initial pain and the shock of it all and you accepting what had happened, some of the consolations that were given to you?
I don't know when it happened exactly, but I know 6 months after Brian had passed away, I received a rosebush on my front doorstep in a box. And it was a Jackson Perkins rose bush, which are very fragrant, if any of you ever had the opportunity to have one. And a good friend of our family sent it to me and then to my in-laws, Brian's parents. And to this day, I still have it. I planted it on his birthday, which was 6 months after he died. And that right there has been very special to me. I baby it because I know that was a sign from God. And also St. Therese, the little flower, sends us roses to let us know that, you know, she is praying for us and that our Lord is with us all the time. And then another thing that happened to me, and I don't know exactly when, and it probably doesn't matter, is the butterfly. And it's a monarch butterfly. Shows up when I'm thinking about Brian or I'm having a hard time, like, oh, how can I get through this? I can't do this anymore. And I have those days, like we all do. But all of a sudden, this butterfly just shows up, whether it's alive or on someone's shirt or their notebook, or some just like that. And to me, I've come to know that it's a sign of new life, and it's the resurrection life. It's our life. I don't know, it's just signs of heaven that our Lord sends to us to let us know, to me, that our loved ones are okay, and that is my hope that it's going to be okay, because what we have ahead of us is heaven, and mm-hmm. that is where we all want to be someday, with our loved ones forever, with our Lord. And our Blessed Mother, all the saints.
And all the saints. Oh, yes. I guess when you have somebody that you love so dearly who has gone home to the Father, you really do understand so much more that whole communion of saints. Mm-hmm. And boy, doesn't your world just get so much bigger?
Yes.
When that happens, that you just realize that there is more than just what we see and know here on earth. Mm-hmm. That this is why I love our faith so much, is because we do know about the communion of saints and how we're not alone mm-hmm. and that they are with us. I mean, we don't understand that whole time concept and space concept at all. I don't anyway, but we know that they're with us, and there is mm-hmm. something so special when we can actually feel their presence is, mm-hmm. is kind of, I'm not, those aren't quite the right words,
no.
Except you just know in your heart that they're with you.
Yes, and I feel like, yes, heaven, we always say up above, but to me, it's almost like it's very, very near us. Just when the butterflies, I've had them land on me, and actually be able to touch them. Last year, if I may share this.
Yes, please.
I had been keeping a caterpillar turn into the chrysalis and the cocoon and all this. And it actually opened up. I'd like to think that it opened up on my birthday in October. But next thing I know, on Halloween, there it was in my house. It opened up. And I had to keep it alive overnight because I could not let it go. My daughters were not home. They were out for Halloween trick-or-treating. And I kept it alive, getting sugar water and little flowers that were still outside in between trick-or-treaters, keeping it alive. I found it rather humorous. But I was very excited. Of course, my girls, being the ages they are now, in their teens, are not quite as like overjoyed as I was. But I'm like, look at this. This came just for me. God gave this to me. I know. It's a sign that your, you know, dad's spirit is with us. But anyway, the next day, we chose to let it go, which of all days is All Saints Day.
Right, right.
And we went to let it go outside. And before it went out of the box, it landed on me and stayed on my shoulder and opened up and laid there. And we were able to even get a picture of it.
Oh.
My neighbor was there because he wanted to see this happen too. And it wouldn't leave me. Of course, people tell me because I had purple on, it loves purple. They're attracted to deep magenta purple. But anyway, I eventually got it to release and said, you better get going. Your friends are gone. But anyway, it was just a beautiful God moment for me. Mm. And it was a beautiful day like we're having this fall. I mean, this fall, the weather, it was beautiful.
You know, you mentioned God moments. I love God moments. Oh, you know, and thank you, God, for helping us be aware of those times where you are touching us from heaven. But can you think of any other, I know we had talked before and you mentioned a couple other times where you felt that God had arranged certain things happening in a special order as little gifts to you and to your family.
Okay.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Just some different things, and I may not tell them always in order, but after my husband had passed away about 2.5 years later, my sister passed away suddenly, also about the same age, early 40s, and very devastating. And that, but about 5 years after that, I was praying, dear Lord, give me a sign that she is in heaven. And I went to Mass that morning, spent time in adoration, and then we went on to the zoo. And my goal at the zoo was to see that butterfly exhibit because it was brand new. And we went there, and we're looking at all these butterflies. They're beautiful. They're flying around like crazy. But there was one in particular, a really bright blue one that was huge. And I wanted a picture of it, but it would not sit still enough to get the picture. And all I could think of was, like, my sister loved life, and she had so much. She was just so full of life and love and joy. Anyway, on the way out, I still hadn't gotten that picture, but oh, well, that was God's will. And all of a sudden, this butterfly that I was looking at lands on me, right in the... Sure. It felt like several minutes, but I'm sure it was just a few seconds.
Very cool.
And then there was the most recent consolation, and that's when I was at school as a TA in our classroom, and we had flowers on my desk. And I want to say that it was October 1st, and beautiful garden flowers, and there was two roses in them. And I couldn't help but think that was another sign from God. That he is with me, and because it was just about a week and a half after the anniversary of giving Brian back to God this year, 10 years, and my prayer partner had given them to me, not knowing of my connection with St. Therese and her prayers and how she intercedes for me.
Mm. I just love how our heavenly friends work through other people. And I love how you just, I love whenever you say this, how you've given Brian back to God. I think that is such a consolation to anyone that hears your story and who has gone through something as tragic as what you have. I mean, it really does, I mean, that really is what it is, mm-hmm. You know? And when you think of it that way, I mean, yes, you're sad and you miss him, but you are still, you're still connected with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how, you know, Michelle, how do you give consolation to those who have experienced what you've experienced or something like it? Like I said before, you know, either we can go either way. We can lose hope,
yes,
and be angry, or we can grow stronger in our faith and grow closer to God. How do you help those people that are struggling?
Well, I try my best to say, you know, to tell them, never give up. Always remain hopeful, for Christ is our hope. I mean, look at all the sacraments he's given us. Mm. Most importantly is his precious body and blood. To me, daily Mass is the greatest gift. Mm-hmm. for Eucharist means Thanksgiving. And to me, that is my greatest help and also adoration, an hour of adoration a week or just 5 minutes at a time that you can do that. Just be in the presence of God. Bring yourself to Him and say, Lord, help me. And you'll be surprised at what He will do. He works through everyone, everything around us. And just to always remember that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Mm-hmm. And just to hang in there. We're in.
That is for sure. And you can tell, you can just tell by talking to you and listening to you and being around you that you don't just say those words, that you really do them, because it's just apparent when anyone is around you that you're just filled with His love. And that is just such a witness.
Thank you.
To what God
Thank you.
Is capable of doing in the most tragic of circumstances, and that we should never lose hope. Mm-hmm. And that, Mary, our mother, is there to hold our hand and walk mm-hmm. us through those most difficult times, those most difficult trials, mm-hmm. and that they will not abandon us. And the more that we give them, they cannot be undone, outdone in generosity.
Yeah, you'll be amazed at the results the more you give to God, as far as just giving yourself to Him, offering yourself, offering your children, everything you have, because everything is a gift from Him. And we don't know how long we get to have these gifts. Mm. So I've learned to just appreciate everything I have, all the blessings I have, and at times even write it down. What do I have? Be grateful for that person, even if you met them for just 5 minutes your whole life, because they probably taught you something or just have given you a blessing. And another thing comes to mind would be the last gift that I received from Brian, my husband, was at the time of his death, prior to his death, that is, he knew my love for nativity scenes, and he had a nativity scene made for me, but never had a chance to give it to me. And at the funeral luncheon, the people that had it asked my neighbors how they could get it to me, and so it was given to me at my birthday before Christmas, so that, I guess, I'm not sure, why, but I think it was another sign from God that mm-hmm. is when I needed to receive it. And I keep that on my mantle year round to keep my eyes focused on Jesus. And like all of us, we're all human. We don't always keep our eye on Jesus every single day, but just to keep in mind that He is the center of our life. He came to be our Savior. He brought us Himself. And at Christmas time, I place it in a very special place on a table. And it just truly, that Christ is our greatest gift. Mm. And I know that that's what Brian wanted for me, and that we all need to keep in our hearts that Jesus is the greatest gift of all. Mm. And He brings us hope if we just trust in Him.
Oh, that is so beautiful. There's not a better gift of life than our Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Wow. There's no doubt in my mind that God has your life in His hands. There is just no doubt in my mind. That's so beautiful, Michelle. Thank you for sharing your story.
You're so welcome, Paula.
And that wraps up this show of our Pro Sanctity Holiness Helpers for this week. Please check us out at www.prosanctity.org to check out any upcoming events that we have on our calendar. Also, check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and it's a great way to find out what's going on with Pro Sanctity. I'd just like to end this show with a prayer, and this is an excerpt from the Pro Sanctity prayer book. Jesus, Divine Master, who came down from heaven, give us the desire to be heroic in every virtue and the trust to attain holiness with the help of Mary, your mother and our mother. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week. Join us again next week, same time, for Pro Sanctity's Holiness Helpers.
You've been listening to Holiness Helpers on Spirit Catholic Radio. To find out more about the Pro Sanctity movement, visit their website, www.prosanctity.org.
The Pro Sanctity motto, Tutti Santi, Tutti Fratelli, all saints, all brothers and sisters.